This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We'll talk some hoops with former Providence head coach Tim Welsh. Let's give him a nice little, nice little round of applause. I like it. High noon on Jones and Keefe. Not his first time here on the program, but we do expect a lot of changes out of the Celtics. I figure it'd be a good time to talk some NBA with a guy who knows basketball, unlike us. We just pretend like we know
that's
what
right.
We're talking about. So that's where we're at. Is he all set up over there? You're good? You can hear us?
Loud and clear.
Love it.
Good. Welcome to the program.
You've been here before, Tim?
I have never been here.
You never came
here. Can we turn this down? I mean,
oh yeah, you're,
we actually we
first time on. With a headset on.
We actually witnessed a rehearsal for a wedding out here on the
okay,
on the
let's stop for a second before we get going.
Yeah.
I came bearing gifts.
How about this?
What?
You
exciting.
Come down to my turf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come into my home.
Yeah.
It's the only reason we had you on. So, yeah, this is good
all
for
right.
the gifts.
First,
yeah.
It's multidimensional reasons why.
Okay.
First, you know, I know the whole City Connect deal with you, Rich.
It's not going great.
And I heard Sam Kennedy say we're going to vet some of your takes.
Yeah.
I do remember. I told Adam this. I told you this. I'm a big fan. So I do remember some of the John Farrell stuff.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the best. Yeah.
I took notes.
Yeah.
I did take notes. So Meter and I, on Sundays, we can grind a little bit.
Okay.
So I came with you first.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at this.
Yeah.
Is.
Wow.
Oh, I love it. How about this?
Tim Welsh basketball camp.
Know,
wow.
Thank you very much.
I know the littles are a little young yet.
How about that?
You can send them down to the camp once they get, you know,
I love it.
They can tie their own sneakers.
Yep, they're getting
and,
there.
And we'll give them the Odyssey discount.
I love it. Thank
Adam,
you very much.
I like
it. How about this?
What is it, same thing?
Yeah, of course.
That. Heck yeah.
Well, that is
this.
Very kind.
That blue's going to pop.
That is a good, that's a nice
makes,
looking
shirt. Makes my eyes pop.
That is excellent.
You know, I went to, this is a former PC player, I went to the Dickie Simpkins basketball camp back in the day at,
I don't want to spill your milk here.
Salve Regina? I forget where that was, but Dickie Simpkins had Grant Hill.
Okay.
He had Juwan Howard.
Dickie had some camps around the area. You know,
and young Adam Jones, missing a lot of layups. That's
Dickie
what
is a great guy. He's still involved. He's out of Chicago. He does a lot of games on Fox.
Oh, nice.
He does a lot of the Providence games, actually. He's a regular analyst for Fox college basketball.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? How are you guys doing? Everything good?
Good. Much better with lunch. We had a big night last night out and around.
Hojo Newport. Was fine. I had John.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, I took a nice soak in the hot tub.
Good.
See my, my regeneration
it's all
going
one big
on. Here.
Great area. No, it's, you know, we're usually right over here at 22 Bowen or the across the street at the Black Pearl.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Everything, wonderful.
Everything's great. It's
wonderful,
great. We're about 20
spot.
Minutes from here, so it's. It's nice to come down and see you guys. Thanks for having us.
Of course. We were watching a little bit of the NBA last night, Eastern Conference Final. You did a lot of Halliburton games, right? You were telling me this?
Yeah.
When
that's
he was at Iowa State?
Mostly my league the last 10 years at ESPN is the Big 12. So I did a lot of Iowa State games both his years. I think he was there 2 years.
Yep, that sounds right.
And kind of unheralded when he got there. He had the hitch in his shot and, you know, ugly at times. He had to be wide open. It was almost a set shot when he first got there. And, yeah, I mean, I always loved him.
What?
I always loved him.
Why do you think he's polarizing? Like his peers voted him the most overrated player in the league. Why do you think he is so polarizing?
I don't get it. I mean, a lot of things have changed over the years. Of course, you know, when you become a star, things change a little bit. I still think he's pretty grounded. The one thing I was really surprised about was his dad in the end of the Milwaukee series, because I had met his parents. His parents used to come to every game. They lived in Wisconsin. Well,
they're still going to games.
Well, when they're allowed.
When they're allowed, yeah, that's
but
true.
In college, I mean, you know, really, that's a rarity. When you live in Wisconsin, you play in Ames, Iowa. I mean, not an easy place to get to. Very nice parents. Very grounded kid, too. I mean, everybody loved him at Iowa State. Teammates, players, coaches, administrators, you know, just the nicest guy in the world. And I think he still is. I think I heard him last night. I mean, he can get a little over the top here after the wins, the chokes thing. I was a little surprised at. But, you know, he's
– if that would have been a game-winning shot, that would have been so awesome.
Yeah.
But they still had to go to overtime.
He is beloved in Indiana.
Yeah.
He's in Indianapolis, and I do know Rick well. Rick Carlisle and I grew up together, so I've known Rick since I was 10, and Rick loves him. Rick absolutely loves him. He plays the game the way Rick likes it to be played.
Yeah.
You know, share the ball, push pace, get it up and down. That's one of the reasons they lost last night. They couldn't get it out in transition. But, yeah, I don't know. I think he's just he's right there, I think, as far as one of the top stars in the league. You know, made the Olympic team, didn't play much. But that doesn't matter. He's still young. He's still young, and this could be his coming out party. But they still have some business to take care of.
I was going to say, you give the Knicks a chance, or is this over?
No, I give them a chance.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, Scott Foster walks out there tomorrow night, we'll know what's going on.
Right.
I mean, last night was a little rough, too. I mean, the Knicks were very physical defensively. I mean, their pickup points were very high. They pressed a little bit. Mm. Tibbs used his bench. Oh, my God. I turned the game on in the middle of beginning of the second quarter, and I'm like, looking at these guys, who are they? Yeah. I didn't even know who they were. 44. I had to pull out my roster card. For the Knicks.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know every player in the NBA, you know. But I thought it was smart for him to do that last night. You know, you start the second quarter, you've got Brunson on the bench, and he kind of flip-flopped Brunson and Towns, so he didn't have that two weak links out there on the floor defensively. I thought that was a good move for him. But, you know, in the take me to the top part of the game, finish it off third quarter is what you need to do, what they needed to do, and then Brunson just took over.
What do you think the Celtics do this offseason? Last time we talked, they were trying to battle their way back in against the Knicks in the second round. They're out. They're eliminated. Tatum's now hurt. What would you do if you were Brad Stevens? Where would you start?
Well, I don't know anything. I'm just looking from afar and talking to some people that I know were previous part of the ownership group. And a minority end. You can't be where they're going to be. I mean, Wick said this back to Greg Hill back in the spring. You just can't. You can't do it. These guys aren't going to do it. They're not going to deal with their hearts. They're going to deal with their business acumen.
Yeah.
And acumen. And, you know, the thing about them is I think they're going to come into a room and they're going to give Brad a number, say, get to this number and figure out a good basketball team. Where that leads, I don't think anybody knows. I think Brad's going to do the best to get the best quality back because he doesn't want to lose. He doesn't want to go into the tank. He doesn't want to go into the lottery. But I believe in him. I really believe in him. He's one of the smartest basketball guys I've ever been around, and he's level-headed. He's good at his job at an early age. I mean, right out of the gate, he was very good at doing what he's never done before. So I have complete confidence he will do that, and I think they do too, and that's what they'll say is, okay, here's the number, get to this number, and then figure out a good team.
So if it's Jaylen Brown, Derek White, maybe whoever Brad Stevens can get in some of these other trades, what does that look like? Is that a team that's – to me, I think it's a playoff team. I mean, it's not a contending team, but it is – the expectation should at least still be like a winning season playoffs, right?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Indiana, I mean, you know – can you match that as far as talent?
I mean, I think so. I don't think
you're that far away
from
that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Agree.
So, 45, 50 wins, get into the playoffs. Like, even scaling it back, you still have Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I think that's roughly what they should be.
Find some pieces that fit. That's all. You know, basketball still is a game of chemistry. Everybody said, you know, make, miss, and all this other stuff, but it's still chemistry. You look at Indiana, and when they're balanced, and Mathurin scores, and Siakam gives you help, and they get help from their bench, and McConnell comes in and gives you minutes. I mean, you put the pieces together, and I think that's where Brad is really good because he's a coach. He's a coach. That's why I think he put this team together. He put it together properly, and he knew the pieces with Smart and Time Lord and those
yeah,
guys.
It wasn't working.
No,
yeah.
It didn't work. He knew that. He coached them. He knew it.
Right.
And he knows how to put a good team together. I mean, going back to his teams that when he was a coach at Butler, it's like, who are these guys? But they all fit, and they were tough, and they shared the ball, and they all knew their roles. And the NBA isn't – we all know you got to have stars on the court, but they will have stars. They'll at least have one with Jalen
right.
Brown.
What do you think of Joe Mazzulla now that we've seen him for 3 years? Because the first year – I felt like there was a lot of times where we'd be screaming about timeouts. We'd be screaming about certain fourth quarter lineup combinations that he would use. Last year, talking about, well, I guess 2 years ago, really wasn't much of it. Like they kind of cruised. They were great. They only lost one game in each round of the postseason or would sweep. Then now you have this year where there's a bunch of injuries, but I feel like some of the questions kind of crept up again with him. How do you sort of view the 3 years and where we're headed with Mazzulla?
I think that Joe's a very good young coach. I think he studies the game. He works hard. The players like him, which is and respect him. And that's a good combination. Obviously, you're going to be liked and respected. And I think both of those are in play. I also think that as a young coach, you got to keep getting better. You know, I think back to even when we started. I was 34 as my first head coaching job, and then 10 years later, how much more I knew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just from studying the game, talking to coaches, and Brad's built in right there to be his mentor. And I think back to Eric Spoelstra when he first started at Miami. He looked like he should be a lifeguard on
yeah.
South Beach.
We were working together at the time, and I remember being super
guy?
Critical of Spoelstra.
Yeah.
And now, right, he's arguably the best coach in the league.
And Pat Riley coached him up.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure Pat Riley coached him up, and I'm sure Brad will keep coaching Joe up. And I think he's made huge improvements. And you can't just throw a good coach out the window because of a couple of situations in the playoffs. You got to stick with him, especially at a young age. And I always say, well, who are you going to get? Who's going to come in here and is Jason Tatum going to like and play for? And that's so important. And Joe has that part, I think, already solved. And he's got most of the basketball stuff solved. All the threes, I think you got to pair it back.
Well, so this is what I was going to ask. Yeah, so play style-wise, he has things to learn and things he has to improve as a head coach. It might go above the head coach. Like, I understand that might be more of an organizational philosophy. It might go all the way to Brad Stevens where they're launching these threes. But what can Joe do to scale that back? How do they scale it back? Because I agree with you. I think they need to.
Yeah, I think you just have to have a balance. You have to, you know, I remember Brad saying the best shot is a dunk or the best shot is a layup. But, you know, you also know that you have to play the three ball game because that's part of the game now. And it's simple math. But there has to be balance. Just, I think the Pacers are another great example. They're averaging, I think, 30, 31 threes a game, but they score 130 points, you know, because
yeah.
they're running and they're you've got to build that into your program. I think with film watching and analyzing every game, what's a good shot, what's a bad shot, and put that into your players' heads. I don't remember, you know, everyone talks about the easy road last year, but I don't remember these threes just raining down. I don't know the exact numbers, what the average was.
It's gone up every year.
Yeah, it's gone up.
Yeah.
So I think obviously we know you got to play that game, but there's got to be a balance. If there's not a balance, you're going to beg into the defense and put too much reliance on that, and then you have some off nights and you're going to lose like they did. And you know, you look at the Knicks last night, they played good defense, but they're not a good defensive team. And when you're playing against a poor defensive team, you have to take advantage of those mismatches and those things out on the floor you can go and attack. And I think that's why Indiana has this lead in the series, because they've put Brunson in a position where he's had to guard and he's not a great defender, and then Towns as well.
Do you think with Jalen Brown sort of being the centerpiece of the offense next year and not Tatum, maybe just by that fact the threes will come down? I feel like Brown is a little bit more of an attack player than Tatum.
Yeah, I think you saw it in Game 5.
Yeah.
I think you saw more of a balance. Just overall, not just balance of threes and twos, but balance of scoring. Sharing the ball, more movement. Kind of Indiana-like, where Indiana's always has, you know, listen, they go into their ISO ball too with Halliburton, but they also have a lot of cutting, they have a lot of spacing, the ball moves and the players move, and I still think basketball is basketball. And listen, Joe came up in a coach's family, the coach's son. He played for John Beilein. All they did was run motion. And Bob Huggins is an excellent coach. He knows the game. He's not going to sit there and say, okay, and be a stuck in the mud. I think he thought this was the way to go. And the players, I think, really believed that this is how we're going to win, more than even Joe. I think probably if you sat him down in a dark room, he'd say, yeah, we shot too many in the series.
So we're talking about Indiana. I think it's interesting because I don't view them as the most talented team. And so how are they on the cusp of getting to the NBA Finals, maybe winning a championship, for all I know? You highlighted Carlisle, which, okay, let's say Mazzulla will add to the offense and they'll add more cutting to the offense, and he's capable of doing that. Not that you're going to find a Tyrese Haliburton this offseason, but I know Wiggy's been big on this. Do you think they need a point, like a more pure point guard, like someone who can run an offense?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Right now, Tatum runs a lot of it. I know he won't do that next year. Do you think they need a more traditional setup? Would that help them with not just bombing away gunning threes?
Yes, I think, well, Holiday is a point guard, but they didn't play him at the point. You know, right. He kind of played off the ball. He's always been a point guard his whole career. But he's not the prototypical, like you're talking about, Adam. Like,
they need a God Sham God is what I'm saying. That's what they need. They need a God Sham God. Exactly.
Yeah, those guys are hard to find. You know, you look around the league, and it's a speed game, too. And you look at Indiana, how many times does Haliburton get the ball right off the glass on his own? He rebounds the ball and pushes himself. And they get easy baskets because, you know, they flood the floor and they run to the rim. Speed point guard, a push point guard, a guy can get anywhere he wants to go off the bounce. Yes, absolutely. If you can find one, I don't know where you find one. But, you know, Brad is good at that. Brad is good about finding those pieces that can fit in. And he doesn't have to be an all-star. Just somebody that can change the look of your offense and give you a little bit more balance. So you can get easier baskets more. You know, in transition, when Tatum brings the ball to the floor, you're not getting easy baskets. I mean,
it's slow. I mean, it's deliberate a lot of times. He will take the ball off the rim and push it sometimes, but it's typically deliberate and slow.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's, to your point, that's a good way to play. I mean, look at Brunson. I mean, Brunson's a guy, and in New York, you know, it's like here. They're going to criticize you when you lose, and he doesn't share the ball enough, and he's got to get more people involved, but he puts pressure on the defense all the time, and if you do double him, he will give it up, and if not, he will push it himself in transition and give you that quick, fast look that you're looking for, that so you don't have to be over-relying on the three.
When we said we were coming on the show today, Courtney wanted me to ask you a question, and it was about Ed Cooley.
Oh.
She was saying, is it fair, kind of the response – that Ed Cooley has gotten after leaving Providence and going to Georgia?
Well, first of all, when BC grads send questions about the Friars, I'm always a little leery.
Yeah, I get it.
No, I love
crap?
BC.
What is this?
Well, I got a lot. Well, Meter's a BC guy.
That's
so,
true.
You know, BC's great. No, it's we love Bill O'Brien. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. the football coach mm-hmm. there, since he's been there, I think he's done an unbelievable job. Listen, Eddie did a really, really great job at Providence. I mean, Hall of Fame type for in the Big East. He came in, the program was not in good shape when he came in, and he turned it right around. He brought enthusiasm. The building, we go to games now with my kids, and they can't wait to go back. You know, that's continued since Ed left.
Sure.
Because they sell out every game. Yep. You know, even when we were coaching, our best teams, you know, you're playing whoever, you know, Bemidji State in November, there's 4,000 people there. You go to those games now, there's 13,000 people there. They sell out every game. The students come. It's become a thing. And Ed created that. He really did. And the program, obviously, has been good back to the 70s when Joe Hassett was there, Dave Gavitt, and Ernie D. It's been a great program. It's got tremendous tradition. But the fans over the years and the students, it's a small school. It's only 3,600 students. It's hard to get those students, you know, off their iPads and come downtown and go to the games. But they all do. And Ed created that, helped create that. And he did a great job. And divorces are never easy.
Right.
They're never
right.
easy. All type of coaching situations, it's never easy or a right or wrong way. There's no book or manual on how to leave a place. And maybe if he did it over, he'd maybe tweak a couple things that he'd change. But in the moment, you're so emotional about leaving a place you love, leaving a place you're from, to going somewhere where you want to go. And then on top of it, it's in the same league.
Well, so that's what I was going to say, too. Like, how much of it was just him leaving in general and how much of it was where he went?
Both.
Yeah.
It was both. And, you know, the timing of it, because the rumor started before the season ended. And, you know, but listen, I will tell you this. I don't know any coach that's not been contacted before the season's ended when the other jobs are open. It happens all the time. It just leaked out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it leaks out through the school or through the agents or through the search firms or whatever. I think over time people will, and it's already trending that way, will appreciate what Ed did for the program, and I hope they will, and I know they will. And, you know, I felt bad for him that first year. You know, last year, I don't even recall, it wasn't that bad last year, I don't believe, or as bad as the first year.
Not as bad as the first year,
no. And then, you know, the students, as time goes on, won't even remember who the heck he is, because the students there now don't know who Ed Cooley is,
at
least in a couple of years when – you know, that class graduates. And I think the regular fan base, it's like anything else. You know, like when we left, you know, like, oh, you know, that guy. And now as time goes on, well, coach, you're okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's like anything
time
else. You know, it's like you guys know. And pro sports
definitely,
the same way.
Definitely.
You know, every coach that leaves at the immediacy of it, it's like, oh, you know. And then when you come back over time, you understand what they did.
Yeah.
Where before we let you go, where can the people hear you here in Providence with Meter? They can hear you tomorrow, right?
Meter and the coach Sunday mornings.
Sunday.
7 to 9. We're gonna get you guys up early one day and have you.
We up. Right. Well, try.
Don't make it after a road show. I'll tell you that.
You got young kids. I mean, come on.
That's true. That is true.
No, you're no. Right. It's no. We're having fun with that. Meter's great, and we usually have a good guest on and. You know, Meter venting lately about the Red Sox.
Well, there's a lot to vent about.
I gotta put a stopgap in him. And he goes on. He's been going on and on for years.
Yeah.
And he goes deep into the minor league system.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So
I go Roman Anthony deep. That's as deep as.
Well, I liked. I heard you. Yeah. I had you on, of course, and I heard like. Get in your car.
Yeah.
Back over to Worcester and let's
that's on the agenda this week. The Red Sox have been given an ultimatum. That's on the agenda.
I mean,
this
come
week.
On.
Tim, we appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by.
All right. Anytime.
All right.
Thanks for having us. Great seeing you guys.
Thanks for the shirts. Wonderful shirts as well. Yeah. Can't wait to display these things. It is Meter and the coach on Sunday mornings, 103.7 in Providence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.